Lord, open my lips. O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now,
chanted responsibly by Holbrook.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein.
For he has founded it.
Shall stand in his holy place.
He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to darkest faults, and does not swear deceitfully.
He will receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Hymn, the Advent of Our King, hymn 331. You may be seated.
Amen.
the first scripture lesson, a reading from Isaiah chapter 7. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God, let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of Israel, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God."
Scripture lesson from Luke, chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
The Advent Responsory, page 230. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the name by which he
Israel will dwell securely.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness."
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
How shall we be? How welcome we be?
the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This Advent season, we anticipate the coming of our Lord Christ in Scripture, song, and prayer. The theme for our midweek services is, O Lord, how shall we meet Thee? This theme is drawn from the hymn we just sang, number 334 in the Lutheran Service Book. The rich theology of this hymn flowed from the pen of renowned Lutheran hymn writer Paul Gerhard. The first stanza reads, O Lord, how shall I meet you? How welcome you aright. How is it possible we could welcome our Lord aright? The psalmist David writes, Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. Who among us meets this standard? Are your hands clean, having never been instruments of sin? Is your heart pure, not stained by sinful desire or ambition? None of us meets this standard by natural birth. Our hands need cleansing we can't provide for ourselves. Our hearts, blackened by the darkness of original sin, need to be purified, even more, replaced with a heart of flesh, a living, beating heart which provides lifeblood for the body. No, we can't stand in the Lord's holy place with our bodies. We need to be incorporated into the body of another. Once we realize this, in repentance, our hope and heart's delight is in Emmanuel, God with us, the long-awaited anointed one of God. He incorporates us into his body by his name and word in holy baptism, forgiving all our sins. All of your sin is forgiven because God is with you, and you are in God, Emmanuel. Now you stand in his holy place, not in your body of flesh, but in his body, scourged and crucified for you. His blood, sprinkled on the mercy seat, is your blood, a blood of forgiveness and life. You have participation and fellowship in the blood of Christ, in the cup blessed by his word. You are in his perfect, glorified, resurrected, and ascended body. The resurrection of your body and transformation to glory are guaranteed by his resurrection. In him, you have clean hands, hands to serve God and to serve your neighbor. In him, you have a pure heart, a heart which blooms forever with praise for him and his holy name. His name is Jesus, the one who saves. O Lord, how shall I meet you? How welcome you aright. The Blessed Virgin Mary is our example of how to welcome the Lord aright, with a lowly spirit, in submission to his word. The angel Gabriel was sent to announce to Mary that she had found favor with God and that she would bear a son. Gabriel said to Mary, And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Oh, how to welcome this word of the Lord aright. Luke doesn't record Mary as questioning how the Son could be named Jesus or why, or how he could be called the Son of the Most High. Mary was of the house of David. No doubt she had often heard of the one prophesied, Emmanuel, God with us. But how to welcome this word of God aright if you are a virgin as Mary was? And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Mary here is promised to be the mother of the Son of God. His conception was pure, sinless, and holy because it was performed by God Himself, the Holy Spirit. The overshadowing of the power of the Most High conceives in a way man cannot. Conception of the seed of man brings forth the shadow of darkness, the shadow of sin. The overshadowing power of God, of the Most High, is a covering of pure light, holiness, complete absence of sin, and all presence of righteousness, peace, mercy, love, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The Lord is strong and mighty. How to welcome Him aright? And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Mary welcomes the Lord with humility, to do in spirit lowly all that may please Him best. She must have known her pregnancy would appear to be scandalous to the people around her, especially Joseph. But she says, Let it be according to your word. The Blessed Virgin is our example to receive the word of the Lord with faith. His word and will for us is best. His will is for you to have clean hands and a pure heart by the sacrifice of His blood. His word secures your reign with Him over the house of Jacob forever in an eternal kingdom. The Son of the Most High has come. How welcome you aright. We welcome the Lord with humble anticipation and expectation that He does for us what He has promised by the prophets. Emmanuel, God with us, is our Messiah, our hope, our salvation. His perfect conception by the Spirit of God guarantees for us what we can't secure for ourselves. A perfect sacrifice for sin in His body and blood. A glorious existence in the presence of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for all eternity. Lift up your heads, O gates. The King of glory comes. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Let us sing the song of the Virgin Mary, the Canticle and Magnificat, page 231. We stand to sing.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as receiving sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has regarded the
inside the ritual of friendship, tear the sheet off and put it in the basket in the narthex as you leave. We gather the offerings. You may be seated. Continue page 233. We stand to sing the Kyrie.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.